The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Always good to have your kindness to spend time with us here. We have many wonderful people on the program. One of them is back with us tonight. She is Kelly Nelson, one of our absolute top geopolitical writers and columnists. She's superb. Her material is partly on my site. You can find a lot of it there, your site. She writes primarily for newswithviews.com, and she is sitting by in a comfortable chair in the great state of Tennessee.
Well, hi, Jeff.
Hi there, Kelly.
I've got a bunch of stuff for you tonight. Stuff that, right. Actually, a lot of it I just found out today. But I want to give you a couple updates. Remember,
You still trying to become the president of the Mike Johnson fan club?
Yeah, in your dreams.
Okay. Go ahead.
I did want to tell everybody, they need to hear this. In Florida, there's a neighbor of one of my friends, and she's being treated for breast cancer. And in her chemo, they are putting fenbendazole.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Isn't it, though? Yeah, especially considering since 2002, MD Anderson has known about its cancer-killing benefits.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I wonder if they could slip ivermectin in there, too, and then just call that chemo and forget the poison.
Yeah. And there was a woman at MD Anderson that was doing... This is just a little bit, and then we'll go into the subject I really want to discuss. But there was this woman who was doing this research on mice, and she had to inject the mice with cancer. But before she did that, she had to make sure she got rid of their worms, in case they had any worms, you know, parasites, right. So forth. Yeah. So she fed them all fenbendazole. I think I might have told you this, but I can't remember. So then when she went to inject them with cancer, it never took in none of the mice that had been treated with fenbendazole.
It didn't establish. Wild.
It didn't establish. This woman, which tells me maybe we should all be taking this stuff, just like Joe Tippins
like
is.
Prophylactic, for sure.
Yes, it does. So here's the other little thing about this. The woman that was doing this had just been diagnosed with brain cancer, okay? So she thought about this, and she said, And she went and bought Panacure, which is the professional name that sells this stuff. Yeah. And she took it, and her cancer disappeared.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. Great news. That's very
interesting. Now, I'm figuring that if they they put this in the chemo, they're going to say that it's a combination of the things that cured her. But realistically, from what I understand, there's 41 people who were on death's door that tried this stuff and are now alive and well. So that's saying a lot.
And we're just talking straight fen here, right?
Yeah, straight fenbendazole. Okay. You can buy it on Amazon. 222 milligrams is what you want.
Yeah.
And it's in capsule form. You can either open the capsule and spread it on your eggs in the morning, or you can just swallow it. There are no side effects to it. It's like ivermectin. You can even overdose on it, and there's no side effects.
What's the brand name of that particular product? Panacure?
Panacure, P-A-N-A-C-U-R. Yeah. But it's on Amazon. I mean, and Joe Tippins has even said that it's doubled in price since his video came out on ABC telling about this. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very interesting. And the reason I found this out was because I told my girlfriend down in Florida about it, and she happened to tell her neighbor who is being treated for. And her neighbor said, "Oh, that's old news. It's been in my chemo. They told me they're putting it in my chemo." And I thought, "Oh, good grief!" So,
well, Kelly,
there you
thanks
have
for
it.
That. I didn't hear about this, and it makes perfect sense. This way, they'll be able to sell their deadly poison chemotherapy.
Poison.
Yeah, they'll sell it easier now because they'll have some positive results.
Yes, they'll sell their poison and charge you millions of dollars for something that really isn't doing anything when you could go buy 90 capsules of this stuff for 90 days worth of care for $70, right?
Yeah, so. You know, you might want to write a story sometime about this whole COVID fraud, this mass murder genocide fraud, because one of the major targets of this whole operation, the PSYOP, but it's a deadly PSYOP, is perhaps one of the most massive transfers of wealth that we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about it.
Oh,
because
huge,
nobody can afford the care, and they try and they spend. How many stories have you heard? Well, I've spent $100,000 on tests and blah, blah, and nothing comes back. Well, this is a transfer of wealth. They're looting the dying.
Think about it. Yes, they are. Well, that's true. I have to tell you something personally, and then I want to tell you about this NGO business that's going on. But I called my wonderful internist. He was 75. He retired, and this man was brilliant. I mean, he never shoved anything down our throats, and he always knew. He had 3,000 patients. Not one died of COVID because if they called up and wanted ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, he gave it to him. That's his nurse was on top of all of this. He was wonderful. Now we've got a dim bulb that's taken his place.
Yeah.
So the other day, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I called him and I said, "Listen, my physical therapists have both retired, and I need a new one, and I know where I want to go. So would you please send an order in, because I'm having a little sciatic nerve problem, and I just want to get some exercises and get rid of it," right? So I go in today for the first thing. You know what they had on the order?
No.
That I have edema in the right leg, and it needs to be worked on. I don't have edema. I have sciatica.
Oh, no.
What the heck's wrong with you people?
Oh, no. Well, whenever you encounter professional health in terms of doctors, you've got to be doubly careful. You have to advocate to the max. Ask questions. Don't be afraid. This is crazy. That's a gross misdiagnosis.
Of course it is. So I know Lee personally, this gal.
Yeah.
And I said, "Lee, that's not what I'm here for." She said, "Yeah, that's not what you filled out the paperwork with." She said, "How did they get this?" I said, "Beats me. Maybe they got patients confused. But see, if they get patients confused with this, They can get patients confused with drugs.
Anything.
Yep.
Now, this is it's in gross incompetence. The whole thing is coming down. And I mean it, dear friends.
You have to advocate
for yourselves. You have to ask questions.
Absolutely.
Do not be afraid. And if you don't know the answer, do research online or ask your friends who are and compare notes. Don't play games with these people. Jeez.
I know, you can't. And you can't, basically, you can't trust anything. Now I'm going to go to something else. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this real quick, and then I'm going to go to NGOs because this is important and everybody needs to hear about it.
Okay.
U.S. Mail. I know people all over the country are having problems, but I sent my Christmas cards out December 4th, and they didn't arrive till January 4th. And for the last 2 months, I have not gotten my bills in the mail, and I have to call up all these companies because I refuse to pay on the web. I don't trust it. I pay by check through the U.S. Mail. Well, now U.S. Good. Mail is failing, and I'm not getting my bills for Discover Bill. We pay it every month in full, right? It doesn't come.
Yeah.
I have to call them up. Where do I send it? Blah, blah, blah. And 2 months later,
Wait. Are they claiming they're sending it and you're not getting it, or are they just not sending
it? Yes, I'm not getting it. It's the mail.
Uh-huh.
It's the mail.
And
okay.
Let me add something here. Hold that thought. I want to tell all of you out there, three Christmas packages to me vanished this year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of you listening have the same thing. There is wholesale theft going on. They'll take a whole crap load of packages and just go off of them and find out it's Christmas for them. And they go through and they find whatever it is that's there, and they can profit, they can sell, they can use. No, thieves are everywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, this is true. Now, I've finished that part. Okay. All of a sudden, the new mail lady that was delivering by between 12:30 and 2 o'clock every day is not here for the last couple of weeks. So finally, I catch a guy that shows up about 5:30 every night. He's from Haiti. This is the middle of Tennessee, right? He's from Haiti, and he's delivering the mail.
And I said,
so where's our regular girl? He says, I don't know if she's on vacation or she's sick. I don't know. Okay, so today and yesterday, no mail at all.
No.
We aren't. The whole subdivision has not gotten any mail.
He took the whole truck
and this is a huge route, which means nobody's getting any mail.
I got it. This is sickening.
Yeah.
It's bad. Well, as soon as the government...
disintegration.
It's DEI also. Don't forget that. They're hiring all kinds of people. So, look, anybody... He's an invader. He's an invader, and you put him in charge of the U.S. mail? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Real smart.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Isn't that something? Okay.
No,
now,
facts are facts.
Subject.
Your mail has vanished, and there's an obvious suspect.
I mean, nobody's getting it. It's not even being delivered.
So your friends in your neighborhood are telling you the same thing?
Yes. Nobody's gotten any mail.
Right.
We haven't gotten any mail Monday or Tuesday.
It'll probably never be found again either. It's gone. Just gone.
I'm going to the post office tomorrow, and I'm going to ask them for my mail. Where is my mail? Oh, it's out for delivery. I'm sure that's what they'll tell me.
Oh,
and I'll say, well, that's funny because it hasn't been delivered in 2 days.
Well, let me know what happens. If you go in there, be careful. I put a mask on. I'm not kidding. Those places are not. You've got a lot of virus out there now. All right.
Okay. Now, and there's another big one coming right before the election, you know.
Yeah, it's on the way. You want me to tell you what it is? Do what you're going to do next. I've got something for you. I can do it now or I can do it later.
I know exactly. Yes, I know. I'm up on things too, sweetie, but
Does that have anything to do with birds, Kelly?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
I got two stories here. All right, now, let me do I'll just do the headlines.
Okay.
All right, somebody did some research, and this is the wellness company. You know, they're not flakes. You know the wellness company. Okay.
That's McCullough, bird flu, you know.
Yes, of course. Bird flu has been weaponized. It is now supercharged and may be turned loose on humanity at any time. 70 Colorado dairy farm workers right now, are being monitored for symptoms of bird flu. So they're ready if they want to turn this loose.
They've already
it's been
set
tweaked.
It loose.
It's been tweaked, so you better get ready, because that may
They've
be
it. They've already said it loose, sweetie.
And here's the other side of that coin. 80% minimum of Americans have taken at least one injection of COVID, COVID mRNA death. Their immune systems are ruined, and if they run into avian flu, they're going to be wiped out in a cakewalk. No problem.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No immune systems left. Seriously. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I have two very good friends who took three of the shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
One spent a year and a half in chemo and radiation and surgery for terrible aggressive breast cancer. The other one, who is quite wealthy, I mean extremely wealthy, I told her not to take it, and she argued with me. And then we were talking. This was maybe 6 months ago. And she said, you know, I have to admit you were right, because they found a terribly aggressive form of breast cancer in me, but it's very tiny. They're removing it with just removing the spot, and I will do chemo and radiation. So I sent her everything I had on Fenbin.
Good.
And she said, okay.
I have your file, and I send it out to people, too. Thank you for that.
Wonderful. Do it.
I do.
Anyway, she started on the Fenbin immediately. And she said, I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to tell anybody. I will go through. She's doing exactly the same thing that Joe Tippins, who was in that ABC interview, did. He didn't tell his doctors anything, and he kept taking all that they gave him and going through the study that he went through, and everybody else in the study still had cancer, and Joe was cured. Why? Because he was on Fenbin every day. So that's what my friend did. And they just told her, this was only a week ago, she wrote me, and she said, guess what? I am considered cancer cured, not just cancer free, cancer cured.
That's a lucky lady. That's a lucky lady. Good job.
Yep, I couldn't talk the other one into doing it. You know, too many people just trust the medical industry, and they don't think that anybody else, my neighbors, they won't listen to me either. He'll have a lung removed, and then he'll get cancer in the other lung because he's still smoking, and he'll die, and I'll bet he'd be dead in a year.
Yeah.
You know,
tragically true.
You can't do anything for these people if they don't want it to, you
That's
know.
The hardest part
you.
About being a caring, informed human being. You cannot help those who do not want to be helped. And they just
I know.
Don't want to
well, help. His wife is in the medical industry, and
end of story.
So there you go. She won't listen. And I just told her the other day, I said, guess what? They're putting this in the chemo. You can lead a horse to water, you know, that old thing. Okay, so I want to tell you about this. You've probably already seen it or heard of it. This movie was put out by the Epoch Times, Weapons of Mass Migration. Have you heard about this?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. It's supposed to be very
good. Okay. So there's quite a bit about this. It actually was promoted that we work with the UN for migration, and that was done through Obama. But then Trump stopped it, and Biden reinstituted it. And we're basically in bed with the UN for this entire migration program, including who we're also in bed with is the cartels and the coyotes. And the big key is NGOs, okay? So NGOs are handing out our tax dollars to all of these illegals. And we've got a congresswoman in Texas by the name of Veronica Escobar, and she has all of her aides have their passports, and they are going into Mexico and talking to the illegals and giving them paperwork and telling them how to scam the border security.
Yeah.
One giant Trojan horse here. is in our country, okay? Right. Of course, our new speaker, which you saw my 2,500-word article where he even received $95,000 for passing this filthy bill.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson is promoting all this, and he didn't even have to bring that last bill to the floor for a vote. And if he had, he could have demanded border security before any of it was even passed, and he's not helping the people of America at all.
He's another Benedict Arnold.
Absolutely Judas. Okay, so according to the United Nations, an NGO is a private, not-for-profit organization which is independent of government control and is not merely an opposition political party. The rapid development of the non-governmental organization sector occurred in Western countries. Why? It was a result of the restructuring of, guess what, the welfare state. NGOs are formed by only two or more individuals rather than by nations. That's
it. I had no idea.
Okay? Now wait till you hear this.
Uh-huh.
Most of the NGOs in the United States are qualified as, guess what, exempt from state and federal taxes. Yeah. So this legal status.
You better say that again, Kelly. You better say that again.
Okay.
Please.
Most NGOs in the United States are qualified as exempt. They don't pay any state or federal taxes. And that legal status makes it easier for non-governmental organizations, that's NGOs, to operate as non-profit organizations.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Because as non-profits, they do not have to pay tax on the income or funding that they receive from the U.S. government.
Unreal.
Their reliance is strictly on government funding. And here's another little piece. The fact that not all donations are given to the projects they are allegedly helping. So where's it going?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
This is too funny. You got to laugh.
Yeah.
So no LLCs anymore. Let's start an NGO.
Yeah, an NGO is a perfect way to go. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you about a man who is involved in NGOs. In fact, the ERLC, Evangelical, what is it? I can't think of what it stands for. It's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. That's the ERLC, okay? It's an NGO of the United Nations. Yeah. So that's Timothy and Robert George. Now, let me tell you, okay, and Timothy and Robert George both belong to the Rockefeller-funded Association of Theological Schools.
That's a mouthful.
Same kind of crap as Billy Graham, okay?
Yeah,
I hate to say that about a man that was supposedly godly, but he wasn't. He was anything but godly. Robert George, who is also a Council on Foreign Relations member, also has NGOs and also serves UNESCO. That man happens to sit on the board of the Convention of States, which is run by Mark Meckler and funded by the Koch brothers and various other organizations that the Koch brothers fund. Okay? Robert George has already rewritten the Second Amendment. So, when all these people think, oh, they're just going to fix the Constitution so we can rein these people in, wrong. they're rewriting it by people in NGOs and in the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. And when they finally succeed and get this opened, we are totally and 100% screwed. And this is what they want from Rupert Murdoch, who is also a CFR member, all the way down to every single person who is a member of that globalist organization, the Rockefeller Center, the NGOs, the UN, the WHO, the WEF, all of them. This is what they want. So what's coming down the pike, nobody really understands. And all of it is centered in this non-governmental organization. I mean, you can go back. You remember Don Wildman of American Family Association, James Dobson, Focus on the Family is more like it, Tony Perkins of Family Research Council, United Methodist Church, Roman Catholic Bishops, and on and on
scammers.
Are all NGOs.
Interesting.
Everyone.
Very, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you go to a corporate law attorney to see about setting one up?
I don't
know.
I'll
have to check into this. I'll check into
this. Okay, remember the Manhattan Declaration? When did that happen? 2010. Remember that?
Vaguely.
Okay. G.K. Chesterton once said, brilliant man, "The proper study of political mankind is the study of power elites, without which nothing that happens could be understood." Perfect quote, because that's absolutely what's going on. These power elites are in control. Well, if you go all the way, we've got to go to a break, right?
No, I'm going to go right through it. This is good.
Okay.
This is very important material.
Okay, so if you go back to all of this, You can go back to the Karl Roves, Newt Gingrich, Antonin Scalia, Glenn Beck, all of them think very highly of Robert and Timothy George, and there was another guy that was involved with them, but
Second
he's dead
Amendment
now. Chuck Colson.
Yeah.
Chuck Colson was... And very, okay, so you've got
Chuck
all
Colson.
These, and,
Colson,
yeah,
not Olson.
Yeah.
Colson, yeah.
It was involved. Okay, so all of these guys got together, and they were the signers of this Manhattan Project. And everybody was writing me, this was back in 2010, saying, "Oh, this is just so wonderful. You've got to see." So I dug into it, and I said, "Holy crap, they're all NGOs. Are you kidding me? They're all UN people. You do not want anything to do with this." And all these fools, just like they fell for wearing masks for COVID for, 2 years, whatever it was, like the masks are going to save them. Actually, it made them more sick. We only wear masks now to protect us from the fools who are out there sick. So it's everything is insane, but it centers on one thing, and what's coming across our border is being funded by NGOs who are funded by the U.S. government.
It's all NGOs. That's the middleman. It's perfectly done. What a scam.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So the core of this is so rotten, and so many people don't understand that all of these groups that I just named, like American Family Association, the Council for National Policy Members, all of them, the CNP Board of Governors, I don't even know if people even know what that is anymore, but all of these people really have two things in common. Most of them are NGOs, which tells you they're funded by the government. So why are they asking for our $25 every month?
I'm going to look into this. I am, seriously.
This is very, okay, so here's the other
thing. People keep saying,
get
an LLC. This sounds
No.
The NGOs sound like the cat's meow. That's the big one.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and you're free and clear of state and federal taxes.
My God, that in and of itself, say no more.
I know.
Wow.
So, OK, Okay, so besides this, here's the other thing that a lot of these people and these organizations, you know, these groups, everybody knows Focus on the Family and all these other groups. They're all still around. Most of them are also members of the steering committee of Coalition on Revival. Do you remember what that is?
No, I honestly don't.
The
Coalition on the Revival. All right.
Coalition on Revival. It's a revival of Old Testament law under the guise of Reconstructionism, Dominionism, and it was started by Jay Grimstead. And you can find information on the Coalition on Revival on the web. But basically, it's an heretical doctrine that they want to go back under Moses' law. They want to keep. They want everybody to keep Moses' law. Only the people that believe like they do can be in charge of anything in the seven spheres of government and society. And they want to stone sinners in the street. That's.
Oh, how nice.
That's
more video
the way
for
they
social
believe.
Media.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what they want.
Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are. Are believers of this. A lot of people don't know that.
But they were
right there with all of these core members in the Marriott back in 2016.
Is this a new world religion kind of a thing that they're pushing?
It's really spread. It's really spread. And they take it from Dominionism. They take it from the beginning of the book in Genesis where the Lord says we are to take dominion. That's not what the Lord meant. That we're to be, you know.
We need to remember that the Bible's been rewritten, and we know, and words can be changed, so I don't know.
Well, so you go through with all of this, with all of these people, and it really became strong with that ethics and religious outfit, the ERLC of the Southern Baptist Convention. Richard Land and Chuck Colson were very involved in that, and then they brought in all of these other people that I've mentioned, okay? And plenty more that I haven't mentioned. And the core of this is ecumenical unity and the creation of one world government. That's the common goal. And it's part of the whole UN NGO thing, too. It's all
ecumenical unity. That sounds like a buzzword.
Yes.
Ecumenical unity. All right.
Yes. So you have to ask, how can these were all the people that signed this Manhattan Declaration opposing the depopulation agenda, allegedly. All right. But they're dedicated to the UN's agenda because all of them are leaders of the UN NGOs. So they're masquerading as one thing when underneath they are the most dangerous group of people, and they're like Mike Johnson and Mike Pence.
That's alarming.
What they have on the outside in the front is Christianity, but behind their backs is a knife.
They're pseudo-Christians. They're fakes.
They're not even pseudo. They're nothing. They are filled with demons. Truly, they are.
I believe that. I seriously do. And there are such things as demons, and they're all over the damn planet now. Where's this Mike Johnson thing? Johnson says the Biden administration weaponizes the U.S. judicial system against Trump, says Mike Johnson. Well, Mike, it's a fairly safe statement. He's everywhere, though, this guy. He's come out of nowhere, and now he's all over the map. Every day I see stories. Mike Johnson, Mike Johnson. So I don't know where he's going, but we know he's working for the wrong side.
He definitely is. He didn't have to pass that $95 billion Bill. He didn't even
chance.
Have to bring it to
Are
the
you
floor.
Kidding? They yeah, well, wait a minute. Do you know that I think he was 28 years of age. Not sure if he was married or not. He adopted.
He was married,
you know,
and the kid
you
was
know
12
story.
Years younger than them.
That's right.
And they never adopted him. They only took custody of him.
Oh, all right. Well, I think there's, where there's smoke, there's fire. It's possible. That's a very weird thing. Somebody else did a similar thing. I can't remember who it was now.
Now the kid lives in California,
stinks.
And he has four children. And yeah. It has come out that basically this business where he and his 17-year-old son have this mm-hmm. Outfit. Oh, I can't remember the name of it, and I just wrote this.
The bottom line is he's compromised goods. Come on, friends.
Oh, he's compromised
goods. Nobody is in a position of power or authority or visibility unless they're controlled or compromised. Doesn't work any other way.
Yeah, he definitely is compromised. In fact, we were actually better off with McCarthy.
I'll agree with that right now. I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. The thing with Mike Johnson is he took $95,000 to pass this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't remember who I said gave it to him, so I have to go look up my article, but I know that he got $95K. Yeah. Now, if he got $95K...
Oh, that's probably the
it
tip of the iceberg.
It was given to his campaign in November of last year. So
what
they
happens
had this
at the
planned.
End of the campaign season, after you've run and won or whatever, what happens to all the money that was collected?
They get to keep it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this analysis was conducted by The Intercept based on Federal Election Commission records. So this lobby group donated approximately $95K to Johnson's campaign in November of last year, and he was elected in October. So the lobby group, that's who you want to check out and see.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, you are just a treasure of knowledge and information. You always amaze me. And that's why Kelly's columns are always worth reading. And they're on the left side of the homepage. Or go to News with Views. She's one of the best writers, period. She's great. Listen to the knowledge she has. Go ahead.
Well, my husband reads my articles before I send them in, and he always said, oh, my God, that's like taking a sip out of a fire hose. So,
that's true.
Yeah,
there's
a lot in there. Anyway, this whole thing with... Let me go back to pornography, because it was reported that Mike Johnson had a hookup with his son that was a special thing where they watch each other's internet to make sure they don't get into pornography, okay? And he actually stated that. To a reporter one time. This surveillance software is called Covenant Eyes, okay? And it's on devices in order to abstain from internet porn and other unsavory websites. But it's basically spyware, okay? And it's promoted by, guess who? All of the people I just mentioned who are UN NGOs, Promise Keepers, Focus on the Family, a lot of the churches, and a whole bunch of others. And the founder is Ron DeHaas, an elder in his Calvinist Presbyterian church. Okay.
I have a simple question, Kelly. Why?
Yeah.
Why? I have no interest in porn. I've never been a watcher of
exactly.
porn.
Exactly.
And why would you have to have your son checking up on you and vice versa to make sure unless there was a problem?
That's exactly what I said in my article. I said, and why would anyone use this unless there was a problem?
Well, it came out late because
normal people don't even think about that stuff.
No,
now, I know
no.
that some people get into problems, but come on. And the one thing I wonder, too, is, all right, so if you're watching your daddy's and your daddy's watching yours, are you also watching your father's political stuff? Do you get to see that, too, as a 17-year-old?
I know.
You know, kind of wonder.
Yeah.
But the what came out later was the fact that it was him and the black kid that were into porn.
Now,
I have no proof on that, but that was, I just saw that on a couple sites, that it was the black kid. And so, who knows who really had the problem here, but...
I agree. There's some history there that is rather unsavory, shall we say.
Yes, exactly. Well, Andy Biggs even wrote an article about Speaker Johnson's foreign aid, and he said it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster, and it is. So every time something comes, I'm being beeped, so excuse that interruption. Every time something comes up, I write to Andy Biggs' wife, who's a personal friend, and I tell her about it, and she immediately turns around and sends it to Andy. Then Andy spreads it to the other guys in there. I won't name all their names, but there are several other guys that are, there's only a handful in that entire 545 members of Congress. There are about 5 to 7 people who are honorable people. The rest are in there to make themselves wealthy, and they don't give a hoot about any of us out here.
No, not at all. No.
So,
wow.
So...
A sip out of a fire hose. That's funny. I'll remember.
Yeah.
Well, so, we live in this kind of a world that is, it's honestly beyond belief how much has changed. We've been overthrown.
It's just incredible.
We've been overthrown. This country has been overthrown.
Yes, absolutely.
And those who have overthrown us are, they're antithetical to the Constitution, to morality, to any of it. It's sad. I don't like to even say it, but this has all happened, and the majority of the sheeple haven't got a clue. They think that they're going to go vote this November, and it's going to make a difference somehow, I guess. Hold your nose time, but it's worse than that. We have no choices.
They've removed everything from us.
If the people had any idea of how controlled they are from the cradle to the grave... Well, first of all, they wouldn't believe it. Hey, go ahead.
We've been totally betrayed. Totally betrayed.
Highest treason. Highest treason.
Yes.
And I point that
there
out in articles often.
That's right. There really isn't enough rope. And in this package, this is what is so infuriating. Bastard passed this bill with $300 million to protect Ukraine's border with Poland. Okay? $300 million. What about our border?
It's not even talked about, dear friends. It's not even spoken about. They don't give about the border. We're not supposed to have one.
I have so much on this border that I've collected that is just, you know who Michael Young is, right?
Yeah, he's excellent, yeah.
Yes. I've got some of his stuff, and I've got some of Brett, was it Weinstein?
I don't trust
that guy. He was interviewed as well, and he went to the Darien Gap at the request of Michael Young. They're very close friends, and they've both been reporting on what they're seeing. The water now down there in this Darien Gap, the river, there's so many dead bodies in it that you can't get in it, or you'll be sick.
Huh.
Isn't that something?
Wow. Is that where they're tossing them?
I don't know if they're tossing them, if they're dying from going through there, because it's a real nightmare. They said it's a horror. And
sure. That's what I've heard.
People
don't know what the Darien Gap is. Most of you listening do, but the rank and file of Americans have no idea. It's a major invader camp and staging area, okay? It's the last big processing center before they turn these people loose on America, in America, whether they fly them in or bring them to the border and let them walk in, bust them from there, it doesn't matter. The Darien Gap
fly them all over the country.
Well, it's run by that primarily, I can't remember who runs it, but it's bad news, and no one talks about it. The sheeple have never been more confused, Kelly, never been more poorly informed.
No.
They don't know what's going on. It's chaos in their minds.
Well, most of them are too busy watching the gladiators in the Colosseums, drinking beer and reclining. And
good
that's
job.
The problem.
You got it. Well, you know, when things get to the point that they are now, all these people want to do is escape. They don't want to deal with it. I can't blame them.
I'll tell
them,
you what, I hear more
no
and
solution.
More. There's more. Listen to this. There are more and more people emigrating to Russia.
I've heard
Why?
That. And I mean, if I had to go somewhere, that would be my only choice.
Why? Because everything is clean, gasoline is cheap, food is cheap, land is cheap, and the only thing you have to do is prove you can support yourself and that you can speak the language. So you'd have to go learn the language, because they aren't going to help you if you're just one language person. You've got to come equipped to be able to function in their society and speak a bit of Russian.
You know what else you have to bring? You have to bring what they call and what we call traditional moral and social values.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, he actually said, this is Putin, by presidential decree, that nobody in their high schools can graduate until they have read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's books.
About the gulags.
So they know what communism is, and they don't fall prey to it again, and they know what we went through. And then he dedicated a huge monument to those who lost their lives under communist authority.
Isn't it incredible how the Russians, well, they never forget, have figured out that communism was death to the soul of a nation, and it killed Russia for years and years. But they got to the point now where they are the opposite of communists. They're educating their young people about communists. And over here, we've been taken over by communists.
Absolutely.
This is crazy.
Putin made a speech 2 years ago. I forget the organization that he was speaking to right off the top of my head, but his speech was all about the perversion and what we are doing to our children with this tranny business. And the
Some of his speeches are magnificent.
They're really... I actually transcribed one whole speech and put it in an article back maybe a year ago. And
those speeches
said,
are what we used to give here in America when we were still a country. Christian,
I said,
Western world country.
Hear this. Yeah. So, you know, actually, and they're saying that these people that are emigrating are saying that they love it. And, of course, Tucker Carlson did an interview with Putin. Putin went through the entire history of Russia, and Carlson thought that he was just, you know, trying to shut him up and not ask questions. But what Putin was really doing was explaining the core of everything that's happened to them. And Carlson didn't catch on that until later.
I don't know.
He went to the stores. Mm-hmm. He went to the, I'm telling you, their subways and transportation trains, they're beautiful. They have gorgeous chandeliers hanging from the hallways and beautiful pictures. And what do ours look like?
Russia is now the light. Russia is what Edgar Cayce said in 1929 or something. He said, one day Russia will be the light to the world, and it is right now. We are the disgrace of the world right now.
Yes, we are, because we are filled with filth. And everywhere you look, I mean, look at all the big cities. My once beautiful city of Chicago is now a pile of filth. I wouldn't go back for all the tea in China. You know, it's disgusting what's happened to that gorgeous city. That was a huge small town, and it was wonderful. It had something for everybody, and it was clean, it was prosperous, it mm-hmm. was safe. Not mm-hmm. anymore.
No. Safety's
not anymore.
In any large urbanized area now, unless you're extremely lucky, safety is your number one issue. Survival. You're literally in danger all the time in these cities. I don't know why anybody, I think most people have gotten out or they're trying to get the hell out as quick as they can.
Well, I'm telling all these gals that I know that don't carry firearms. They, of course, in Tennessee, we don't need to have a firearm registration to carry right. anymore. We don't need that. We can carry anyway. But I'm saying, okay, if you don't want to do that, go on Amazon. For $10.99, you can go get the Kel-Tec little, it's not Kel-Tec, it's Viper-Tec. It's Viper-Tec, and what it is a stun gun. And it's the shape of and the size of a package of cigarettes, a soft package of cigarettes. And all you do is flip the side switch, and bam, they're on the ground. So anybody comes around to you, just carry it around in your pocket.
Or it's got wires.
In your coat pocket or jacket.
No, it's got the little darts that go out and give you 50,000 volts or something.
No, it doesn't have any darts. You just press it to them, and they go down on the floor.
Oh, you
One
just
of the
push
gals
it on
that,
okay.
that tried it, she did it on her leg, and she couldn't move it for an hour.
Uh-huh. How interesting.
I said, you're stupid.
All right, that's a must. That's a must-have for all women. Oh, hell, all people. You're around
Viper-Tec.
Other people.
$10.99. That's what it is.
Really?
$10.99.
I can get $39.95 for that. Wow.
Yeah. On Amazon.
I'm writing this down now. I'm going to check it out. Viper-Tec.
Now,
Thank
if you live
Kelly.
In a state like Massachusetts, which doesn't allow it, have one of your friends in another state order it, put it in a package of Christmas cookies, and send it to her.
Right. Exactly. This whole thing is, we live in a surreal state now.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Very little grounding. Very few people have an honest sense of reality anymore. Their reality comes off that screen, whether it's a big screen or a cell phone screen. It doesn't matter. That's where the reality is.
And it's all lies.
All lies.
It's all infiltrated by the Chinese and the Islamists. So that's what you're being fed.
It's true. You're totally correct, as always. All right, young lady. You behave yourself and be safe, and we'll talk to you
soon.
Oh,
I can't behave myself. That's no fun. I'll try to be safe, though.
Okay. Good job. I'll take it.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good night. Miss Kelly Nelson. Please look for her material on the homepage. Superb material. You just heard it. Okay, we'll pause and come right back.